Okay, so if you've been following me long enough, either here on this podcast or over on Twitch or even YouTube, you probably see that I'm bullish when it comes to video, and it's for good reason. In fact, I believe that every author needs to have some type of video content creation in their marketing plan. Otherwise, they're at a greater disadvantage than, you know, those that actually have it. So we're going to talk all about that in today's podcast. So make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is podcast episode 33. Oh my gosh, we're trucking right along. And I do want to give a big shout out to Vexels. They're our sponsor and they're the leading graphic platform with royalty-free designs, illustrations, and graphics you can use on any kind of publication you may have. With over 100,000 designs, that's right, I'm not mincing words, over 100,000 designs and more are on the way. Vexels helps content creators by saving time and money with quality design. Visit dalelinks.com/vexels to set up your account today. Again, that's dalelinks.com/vexels. Had a great conversation with Jero from vexels.com. I wanted to say big shout out to you, buddy. I really appreciate the relationship and the sponsorship that we have going there. And I anticipate that actually I'll be sharing some more about Vexels in the very near future in some tutorials. So in any event, let's go ahead. Let's dive right into things because ultimately at the end of the day, you guys came here for the content and I want to deliver the goods. So let's go ahead and just talk about it. Us authors, a vast majority of us are introverts. Now, I'm kind of a mixture of introvert and extrovert. But that inner introvert in me sometimes says, I don't want to do video today. And, you know, you don't need to saddle yourself with the burden. But understand this, that if you just step a little bit outside your comfort zone and try to embrace this new culture, this new technology in video content creation, you're going to have a greater advantage than those without it. And it doesn't need to be sexy and it doesn't need to be perfect, as I'll kind of tell you as this little podcast goes on. So that's the thing is, the solution, folks, to getting out and getting and reaching more readers and building your audience is either video or audio. Now, obviously, if you're listening to me over on, say, Apple iTunes or iHeartRadio or any of the dozen platforms I have for podcasting, then you're probably like, okay, I understand the value of audio, but what about video, Dale? Oh, man. So I'm going to give you five good reasons. You should be doing video, and you need to start doing it like yesterday. So let's start it out with reason number one. It is to build the know, like, and trust factor. Okay, let's just think for just a second. There's two areas of exposure that a reader can come to you. Either A, they find your book online, they purchase it, and they read it. Or they find it in the library, they check it out, and then they read it. So you've kind of built a little bit of the know, like, and trust factor. But what happens if you can meet that person face-to-face? What happens if that reader comes and says, oh, this is your book? All of a sudden, they become a bit more invested. It's like I love this book, and this is why, X, Y, Z. And they'll go ahead and explain that. And here's one of the really coolest things is when somebody actually spots you and gets to know you, they become a lot more invested, and then they start to share their experience with other people. You won't be amazed. The other day, I went and met Dale Roberts. Dude was freaking cool, man. He stopped. He signed, you know, one of my copies of my books, and oh man, he's so cool. And then, you know, of course, the person they're sharing with, they're going to go, oh, well, I got to go check it out. Where's his books at? They're going to look it up and naturally, hopefully buy even more of that. But you're not going to always run into people on the street that just bought your book unless you're selling millions of them like you're some Stephen King. How do you shorten that distance from becoming celebrity to being that unknown indie author? Well, you got video. And video is one of the greatest ways for people to see the whites of your eyes and be able to connect with you on a more personal level. And again, that builds that know, like, and trust factor. And I think that's one of the keys to how I've grown my own brand with Self-Publishing with Dale is the fact that I get on video so much that I'm always available. So that's really one thing I would recommend that you do. Now, you don't need to do it at the level that I do, but at least start with one video at a time. Here's another reason. Reason number two would be it's easier to connect with your audience. Let's just say, for instance, in the back of your book, you say, follow me over on YouTube for even more tips and advice on whatever it might be your niche is, or to find out my writing process, or see what I'm reading, and someone follows you on YouTube, they're probably kind of curious at first, because maybe, just maybe they read the book. Maybe they're kind of like me and that they skip to the end of the book to kind of see like either the ending or the about the author section and some relevant links. So this is where that they'll come over to your YouTube channel or your Twitch channel, or if you're on Vimeo or Facebook and you're getting onto a video, it's one of the easiest ways to connect with your audience. And that way you can start to know them on a more personal basis. And again, it kind of goes back to reason number one of building that know, like, and trust factor. But now you're able to connect with somebody who is pretty much a stranger at this point. The only thing that ties you two together is your book. So now you can kind of break ground, get to know that person, and there becomes this reciprocal relationship and this respect for each other. And what ends up happening is you build this culture, this community, where everybody comes around and gathers around you as an author. And it's not going to happen overnight, folks. I'll let you know it's going to take a lot of work in order for you to really get some good traction on video content creation. But trust me, if you stick to it and you're consistent, you'll definitely see some great results. Reason number three, here we go. Crowdsource ideas in real time. That means if you're live, something like I'm doing right now, actually every podcast, you're getting this in your ear holes. You're like going, okay, what is he talking about? I actually record all these podcasts on twitch.tv/self-publish 1 week before it actually airs. And really cool thing is when I get to chatting with people that actually show up live, I'm actually able to get some really cool ideas and insights that I wouldn't otherwise get if I didn't have this avenue. So you might have a creative outlet to where you're doing some live streaming and you're bringing in other creatives as well. And they're going to probably give you some insights that you didn't otherwise think about. Sure, you can join a Facebook group and probably do something like that. You can probably go over to a forum and hope for the best. Or you can even go to Reddit and get beat up by a bunch of trolls. Either way, I would recommend that you just do some type of a live stream of some sort, so that way you can get real-time engagement as well as crowdsourcing some of your ideas. And you know, there's some people that will, you know, say, for instance, you're having writer's block, you're stuck, you're kind of like, man, I don't really know what to do next. I think I've just already tapped the well. One of the cool things is letting people know, like, man, what's a really cool thing for me to break into? And they're going to let you know, and you're going to go, oh my gosh, it's going to create, you know, grease your creative wheels and get things kind of going. All right. Reason number four. All right. Repurpose content. Okay. So this is probably going to more apply to those that are in the nonfiction niche. If you're in the fiction niche, I suppose if you're a good storyteller, you can probably do a live storytelling, or you can even record the storytelling. But all to say this is you can create video that you can then get transcribed by like a service like Rev. Rev's one of my preferred ones. You've heard me talk about him before. If you haven't, visit dalelinks.com/rev. You can get $10 off your first order, which will take care of about 10 minutes of content, which that's not bad at all. And so, for instance, if I wanted to, I can take this podcast, send it on over to Rev, have them go ahead and transcribe that. I can download it, edit the heck out of it. Yes, I would edit the heck out of it, especially since it's voice dictation. And I could repurpose that content into something else. So it's not even just from the standpoint of video marketing sometimes. It's about creating assets that you can otherwise leverage for additional assets that will bring in more eyes to your brand and build that brand and get so many assets that after a while, people are gonna be, oh my gosh, how do you pump out so much volume? Because you were smart in doing it. Repurposing content, folks, is where it's at. I'm gonna tell you, I do a lot of repurposing content. I mean, For instance, I'm recording this on twitch.tv/selfpublish, and then I'm broadcasting it to over a dozen platforms in podcasting. All right, so I do have one more point, actually, one more really good reason, and I'm going to say that in just a second, but I do want to get a quick plug out of the way. Make sure you join me for Self-Publishing with Dale every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's at dalelinks.com/live. It'll be the only live broadcasting point that I actually have during the week. And of course, you can join me on twitch.tv/self-publish every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can subscribe free with the Amazon Prime membership. When you visit dalelinks.com/twitchprime, I actually walk you through the whole process. It actually segues perfectly over, because that's actually on my other channel called Live Streaming Tech on YouTube, where my brother and I actually host that, and we show people how to live stream video online. And it's really easier than you know. And in fact, that's actually what leads me over into point number five. Five reasons. The fifth reason is it's dead simple, folks. It requires little time and money. You don't need a bunch of fancy gear. Yeah, you might watch some of my videos and go, oh my gosh, that's a lot of stuff. Believe it or not, if you've got yourself a good mobile device like an iPhone or an Android, you're good to go. If you've got just a simple webcam on your laptop, you're good to go. If you've got internet access, you are good to go in some capacity. And believe it or not, actually, my brother just actually is in the midst of a pre-order. And as you're listening to this on the various podcasting platforms, it's already released, but it's currently on pre-order. It's called Live Streaming Kit, How to Live Stream Online for Beginners and Gamers. Now, don't be fooled. It says gamers. You know, he talks a little bit about gaming, but he also brings up me and, of course, my style of sharing things about self-publishing and writing. You can actually do that as well. So just visit dalelinks.com/ebook to get your copy today. If you do get the copy, do me a favor. Tag me on Instagram, Facebook, or even on Twitter, one of my preferred resources. You can tag me at selfpubwithdale when you get your copy. And I'll give you a big shout out back. I definitely appreciate the support. Hey, listen, folks, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform. And do me a favor. Could you leave a nice little review? Just a brief review about your experience. And if you've enjoyed the podcast, if you haven't liked the podcast, please leave a review as well. I want to hear from each and every single one of you. So that's the five reasons why authors need to get into video, and they need to get into it yesterday. So if you're an author, you're hearing this, you're watching this on Twitch, make sure that you are getting into video, and I've given you the resource to get you started. In the meantime, you know what that means as we start to wrap up episode 33. It's always been my pleasure to be able to chat with you folks. And make sure you have a good, safe holiday season ahead of you. And I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.